Sir Nicholas Winton has been referred to as the British Schindler. In 1939, as Europe was descending into war, he organised safe passage for hundreds of predominantly Jewish children from Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia. All in all, Winton saved the lives of 669 children, finding them homes in the United Kingdom. On Tuesday, some of those he saved returned to Prague to take part in a train journey across Europe in his honour. Rosie Johnston was on board with them.
The sound of a steam engine and the cloying smell of engine oil made a one-off return to Prague's main station on Tuesday morning. On the departures board, a special train bound for London, England, carrying some of the 669 children saved from the Holocaust by the foresight and compassion of one British man, Sir Nicholas Winton. In 1939, Winton organised a number of kinder transports, ushering Czech and German Jewish children to safety in Britain before the outbreak of war. One of the people that Nicholas Winton transported to safety was Hanna Franklova. Inside the carriage, which will be her home for the next 4 days, she remembers the original journey from Prague to London.
There were, you know, the wooden benches when we first came. We went 2 days only because we didn't stop in Germany anywhere. We went through the whole... It wasn't easy to go through Germany, because I remember on one of the stations there was a Hitlerjugend with drums and shouting, and we had to shut the windows.
Eve Leadbeater is sharing a carriage with Hanna Franklova. She was transported to London in July 1939.
I have only very, very vague memories, because I was only eight, and when I arrived in England, I didn't see anybody else from Czechoslovakia for, I think it was 50 years, really, when we had the reunion of the kinder transport. So I had nobody to remind me of what happened, plus the fact that something like that you push to the back of your mind to get on with your life. So, to be honest, the memory of waving goodbye to my parents, I'm not sure if it's mine or I've got it from other people.
Why did you decide to come on this recreation of the Winton transports?
I actually hesitated, because I knew it would be painful in parts. But I just thought it would be a kind of neat end and a kind of act of gratitude to my parents and to Nicholas Winton, yeah.
You said that you maybe hadn't met Czechs in Britain for 50 years, and anyway, you maybe pushed some of these memories to the back of your mind. Did that mean that this morning, coming back to Hlavní nádraží, getting on this train, was particularly emotional?
It was pretty emotional, I think, yes, because I was just thinking of my parents' sacrifice and my brother who didn't make it. He was due to come on September the 1st and didn't make it.
At the other end of this will be Nicholas Winton waiting for you. Not necessarily do you have a message for him, but what do you think about him and everything that he's done?
I think he's an example to us all, and a wonderful man. And I just want to say thank you.
The Winton train leaves Prague 70 years after the Nazi invasion of Poland and the outbreak of World War II. The war brought an abrupt end to Winton's humanitarian efforts. The last and biggest transport of children from Prague to London on September the 3rd, 1939, never left. It's thought that none of the 251 children who were set to be on board survived.
A poignant and truly a remarkable story there.